At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
As soon as we get done with the first break and all that jive. So, Kelly, give us a quick synopsis of your time in Pittsburgh. What did you do? Was it as good as you wanted it to be? Give us the rundown.
I ate and yeah. I watched what was ever on broadcast television because my grandma doesn't have cable or internet.
Hell yeah. So,
or service. So that I read a book.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's good. All right. What book?
It was a romance novel. It was pretty good. Yeah. It's was nice. Called Hook, Line, and Sinker.
That's surprising to me. Is that surprising to you, Johnny? Kelly doesn't seem like a romance novel type.
I would say more of a like a murder mystery novel type.
Yeah, I'm usually like a Gone Girl or some sort of like historical drama, but I thought I'd switch it up. TikTok recommended it and it was pretty interesting.
So the novel wasn't something that was sitting on Granny's bookshelf like that she may have read 15 years ago and maybe done stuff to herself.
She does have a wide array of grocery store romance novels. This is more of a modern take, but yeah, it was pretty good.
I got you.
I'm going to wait for the movie. Yeah. Phone lines are up at 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. If you'd like to join us, I'll figure out how to put the call screener back up since I forgot to do it. Also, hit us up on all the social media on Twitter at Johnny B Comedy. And, of course, at Kelly with an I underscore 1025 and at home underscore made underscore man. They have the same handles on their Instagrams and all that jive. Everything else for me besides Twitter is Johnny B Tampa. And, of course, on Instagram, it's the Johnny B Show, I believe. And on Twitter, at Johnny B Show, like I said just a second ago. So get there, follow all the social media stuff and love us and pour all kinds of compliments onto our social media and make us feel like people give a crap about us because we're self-loathing just pieces of crap at the end of the day, and we need your love to keep going, to make us want to breathe one more breath before we throw ourselves down a flight of stairs. Am I alone in this, guys, or am I? Should I speak for everybody? I'm just kidding.
No, you're pretty accurate.
Yeah,
I'm kidding,
can I ask a question? I don't want to keep harping on this, but I'm fascinated by this take that Kelly, you know, reads romance novels. I just didn't expect this. Do you? And you don't have to answer this if it's too personal, but do you use the book? Do you know what I mean? Do you draw?
Yeah. I mean, I was at my grandma's house, so I couldn't really do anything about it. But I think if I wasn't, I probably would have. I mean, it was good enough to where when I was done reading it, at the end, it was like, oh, check out the second installment. And I was like, oh, but I got to get that now. So I downloaded it for Kindle and read that one, too.
Great question, Will.
Is it, I mean, I know it's you're using your imagination, obviously, but is it graphic? Do they have like?
Oh yeah, it is very, very graphic.
Oh my God!
And it's weird. Like, there's only so many ways you can describe things happening.
Yeah, I got it. And they have to use certain language, right? They're not talking about like it's not penthouse forums.
No, I mean it's pretty graphic.
Listen. I read a transcript. I was going to audition because I'm signed up for a couple different companies that do audiobooks. And you have to audition. You have to put in like, you know, a good 5-minute audition tape when you, for audiobook stuff. And one of the ones I was going to do was a romance novel, but it was all black people and they needed an urban voice.
Oh boy.
And I was going to do it. I was going to do it, but I was going to get like a ghost writer, like pen name. That way nobody got mad, you know, because, you know, somebody may have been offended. But I think I could have pulled it off. I really wanted to do it. I wanted to give it a shot. And I think I could have.
I think you could have, number one. Yeah. But it's probably better that you didn't just because of the climate.
Big old breast. She was just like, because of the. Yeah, daddy, give it to me, daddy. And I'm like, oh, I'm about to give it to you, girl.
Are you getting horny, Kelly?
Wouldn't you like that? You know what I mean?
I don't know if I could listen to an audiobook like the book that I read, listening to an audiobook. I don't think that's the same thing.
Just
with
laugh
porn.
The whole time.
I would rather read it and have it in my head than watch it or listen to it. It's way better.
So you don't,
it's crazy.
You don't use visual stimulation. You only use reading.
Yeah, it like completely takes me out of it. I don't like being able to like hear other people. It's just like, that's dumb. No, you're awful.
Yeah,
I'm ruined now. I have VR porn, guys. I'm ruined. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Now, if it's not 3D.
What about that, Kelly?
I mean, I don't know. Like, are you the person? Is it like a POV?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think I like that.
I'm just kidding, guys. I haven't done that, okay? I just play video games.
Like, how would that work if you were the girl? Have you tried it with the girl? Ooh, try it as the girl.
As the girl?
Why would I want to be the girl?
Well, just to see what it's like. I would, like,
guys
I'm interested.
Banging me?
I know, but, like...
I don't think I'd like that.
You might.
Well,
no! Some guy's like, hey, look at this whore with a VR headset on. What's up, bitch? And I'm like, hey... Calm it down, buddy. And I look down. I'm like, why am I wearing a skirt? Hey, buddy, get your hands off my skirt. This is crazy. I should have played VR putt-putt. I don't like this at all. Let's just see how far it goes, though. What's he doing next? Huh? Oh, my God. Get that out of my face. It's so big. It's 3D. I don't think I would like that at all. I wouldn't. I don't like, I just checked it out just to see what it was about when I got the VR headset, because I had like 100 people tell me, you got to check out the bar. But I was just kind of laughing the whole time because it was like, it was crazy. It was like you were in a room with this lady. It was actually two ladies, the one I did. But yeah, they were like, I mean, it's like three dimensional. It's like you're in a damn room with them. And they're like, well, we're going to do some stuff to you. And the thing that ruined it for me, Will, is I looked down and my torso is like this ripped slim guy, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, well, that's obviously not it. You know what I mean? Then he pulls out this, like, you know, 14-inch hog, you know? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that's not it either. You know, like, that's crazy.
That's definitely the next thing where they'll put the actor in some sort of green screen, and then you can just use yourself. And then you'll look down, and I guess you would wear some sort of green screen as well.
Embarrassing.
And I guess it would be what you're currently wearing, and then you could like put your piece, and I don't know if you could like paint your your member in a green screen and then kind of put it in the thing. And then I would imagine probably already do have this where there's some sort of like it syncs up, like there's a device that you can buy to put your stuff in, and then it kind of goes along with the movements of the lady.
So it works like your hands do in the VR controllers. But that's too much.
I'm talking about like there's a machine that you can use. I don't even know if you could. Well, we're on.
No, TV. Don't. Yeah, don't. I know it's 10:15, or I wouldn't even be talking about this stuff. You know, if it was 8 o'clock, definitely not. But
it's a blow of wind that's automated. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Do you know what device I'm talking about? I'm pretty sure you can say that, but I won't.
Oh, yeah, yes, I do. Is it like there's a flashlight?
Yes, a similar thing, but it's automated. It's it goes on its own.
Oh, yes.
So you just put your stuff in, and then it goes.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, yeah, we talked about that on the show one night, didn't we? Didn't we pull it up on YouTube or something, and it was a real thing that they sell? Yeah.
I mean, if it's not a thing, I think we did. I'm pretty sure we did, but it's got it. I mean, I was going to say coming, but, you know.
Oh, well, boy. How do you buy that, though? Even if you're the weirdest perv ever, like, how do you buy that and get that in the mail and go, oh, God damn it, didn't come with batteries? You know what I mean? Now, I got to go down to Eckerd's and get some C batteries, you know? This is embarrassing. I might as well drop off my Fuji film while I'm at it.
There's things that I've wanted to buy from a shop, but I don't want to go into the shop, and I don't want to buy it from Amazon. I know you can buy certain things on Amazon.
You've never been into a shop before?
I have. Yeah, well. I was the first like friend to turn 18, so I had to go into the shops a lot when I was 18, and I looked like fat Ellen DeGeneres, and I had to go through the bargain DVDs, $5.95, and pick some out for everybody, and I kind of passed them around. But I don't know. I don't know why I'm ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I just don't want to do it. I don't
no,
really. I don't
weird.
Really know why. Yeah, I think it's kind of weird too. Not that I think it's wrong or anything like that. It's just, I don't know. I just feel uncomfortable in there, and my desire of the want is not strong enough to go in. You know what I mean?
What you got to do if like you're embarrassed, right? You have to go in and act like you're buying it for some funny event, right? You go, "Hey, it's my buddy's bachelor party, so they asked me to come in here and buy a bunch of dumb stuff to put in our party bus." So you get the one thing you really want because you're a deviant, right? But then you also grab a bunch of other just wild stuff. You're like, "Give me the biggest one you got, baby. Oh, the Black Mamba? Perfect." And then you just go grab a bunch of blow-up dolls, all kinds of weird stuff. "Oh, look, a blow-up unicorn." And then you have to buy like $400 or $500 worth of stuff so you get that one thing that you really wanted. And the person that's working there, they know what you're doing, right? They're like, "Look, dude, if you just want to buy, you know, the electronic face, you know, for $44, just buy that, dude." And you're like, "No, it's for a bachelor party. What are you talking about?" And the guy's like, "It's okay, dude. Don't buy the Black Mamba. It's ridiculous. Don't do it."
You have the exact change. Run out crying. You have cash and change. Like, you go to the checkout, and you're like, "You have $44.92. And they're like, "That'll be $942. You're like, "Uh-oh. I only have $44.92. And they're like, "Well, you can get
this. I gotta put some of this back."
Yeah, you can. Well, it's weird because with tax, the only thing that rung up was the double ender.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.